بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuation from yesterday, 4 things that is most difficult for a person to act on. And if he acts on those 4 things, then you call him a man, a real man. The first one was, I said that anger, to forgive at the time of anger, that is most difficult, especially when you've got an enemy in front of you. And then you get angry and you forgive him. And then your daily life, how with people you are, with the wife and the rest of them, that when they get you angry, then you can do that time to forgive them. It becomes very difficult. That you see, certain times a person go and tell his wife, "This estate, they don't talk for months. They don't talk for months." Oh, small things. I don't know what kind of life is this. But every night goes by, the husband and wife not talk to each other. The Farishta cursed them. They had no concern to speak of that. And second, I said that poverty, to be generous at the time of poverty, when you got nothing and you still be generous, that is kamal. That is kamal. The third one is to stay pure at the time when you are alone. The time when you are alone, completely alone, to be pure. Because that time, there is no one there besides only Allah. Shaitan is always there. Shaitan and nafs. Tells you all kinds of things in your mind. You can do this, you can do that. For example, they act also. No one is looking at you. Completely alone you are. At that time, to remain completely pure, very difficult. The only person can make him keep himself pure is a person who is engaged in the zikr of Allah. Because he's all the time making zikr to polish his soul all the time. And they say, you know, the greatest thing is to make the zikr of Allah that will keep you away from all sins. In the Quran, they say, make zikr as much as possible to be successful. A person when he makes zikr all the time, he becomes so strong within that Allah is looking at him. That he's not alone, he's with someone. That is the deed all the time. But it makes you conscious now that you know someone is with you, you won't do anything wrong also. You won't do anything wrong. Sahaba's condition was this, that the time they were so strong in this name of Allah, that it became difficult for them to go to the toilet also. He should tell Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you cannot go to the toilet. That the presence of Allah is so strong in them, that they say, we cannot go to the toilet. And he should tell them that no, it's a command of Allah, you must go to the toilet. But Allah has commanded you to go to the toilet, you must go to the toilet. They could not even take out their pants too. The shame that they had because Allah is looking. So if a person wants to protect himself, when he's alone, especially alone, the only way he's going to make zikr of Allah. And zikr of Allah, he will make all the time. A person when he's driving a car, he will make zikr of Allah. Because he's alone that time. He's driving the car, he's alone. But where his eyes is going to? Where his ears are going to? All that he's looking at. But the only way he can protect himself while he's driving the car, he's alone, he makes the zikr of Allah. Making the zikr of Allah. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi said also, that keep your tongue wet with the remembrance of Allah. Keep your tongue wet. There's no greater thing that can protect you than the zikr of Allah. There's nothing more greater than that. Like even if you're alone in the car, the wife is gone to do her shopping, you left her there. You're totally alone. There also you have to be alone. What are you supposed to do? Engage the zikr of Allah. By engaging the zikr of Allah, your eyes have been protected too. Everything is protected because you're alone. That's the time to keep yourself pure, and then all kinds of people are walking in front of you too. Shaitan is one side, the nafs is one side. Everything happened to you at that time. Either you want to protect yourself from all the sins, then you engage in zikr. If you don't want to protect yourself, then you can do whatever you want. Then only Allah knows between you and him. We've got conscience in you to be kept pure, because remember one thing, to keep yourself pure when you're alone is difficult. And the heart is most important in a person's body. The heart has to stay, remain pure all the time. The heart is only for one. It can't go two. And that only for one is Allah. Allah is so pure. You know when you say Subhan, Subhanallah. You ever tell him Subhanallah when you think that there's been, you ever ponder upon what the meaning of Subhanallah? If you have that feeling that Subhanallah, oh Allah, you're so pure, free from all, you know, free from all defects. Free from all defects. Allah is free from all kind of defects. Then how can you bring in your heart defects of any kind if that Allah is pure? So Allah is so pure that your heart will also be pure. Pure in every way. That in other words, you don't have malice for anyone to. You don't have jealousy for anyone to. No matter how good that person is, but you don't have jealousy, but the heart says no. Jealousy, when a person has jealousy for anyone, like saying Allah Ta'ala, yeah, I'm not happy with that decision. When you see a next man being very, very happy, Allah kept him happy. If that man has got all the biggest wealth, Allah gave him wealth. His health is all the best, Allah gave him wealth. Best of the health. He's got the best of the children, he's got everything, he's got the best. Who gave him? Allah. So you argue with Allah Ta'ala, I'm not happy with your decision. But if a person makes this dua, Ya Allah, give him and give me also. You're making dua for that person also, you're making for yourself dua, then Allah will give you too. But this will tell you when you're alone, how important it is to keep yourself pure. When among people, you may just do everything there because the people are looking at you. But when you're alone, then you only have to remember only for Allah Ta'ala's sake. Sometimes, you know, people may zikr together. You find people crying and all. But you do not know whether you will cry because of Allah Ta'ala's sake, because that other person is crying. But when you're alone and you're making zikr and you're crying, it's something else. That's why the hajj namaz you read at night. There's no one besides him. At that time, the namaz is something else. The peace of mind, serenity, there's no noise at all, and all are sleeping, only you and him together. It's something else. So likewise, when a person is alone, to keep himself pure is very important. To make himself very important. And the last one is, the time to say the truth at the time of fear. To say the truth at the time of fear and hope. Very difficult. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, he was a very tyrant ruler. Once he was giving khutbah, and one person stands up and tells that he lengthened the khutbah too long. Sit down, the time of Jummah is going. Time of Jummah. For him to stand up at that time, when Hajjaj was a tyrant ruler, he never left out great Guzrus. He killed everyone. He never left great Guzrus. Hundreds of Guzrus they have killed. And you know what a bad man he was. The first thing when he became a ruler, he invited all the pious people. And he made them eat haram food. And what he said to them, now you can do whatever you want, your badwa will accept. Your dua will not be accepted. Because we know one morsel of haram goes in the stomach, your ibadah will accept. See how cruel he was. He was doing the, giving the khutbah and was lengthening the khutbah. So they all knew he was a tyrant person. They all knew this man who woke up and tell him, sit down, his life will be gone now. He said, take him away, you have to kill him. After Jummah, Namaz finished everything, his friends went and told Hajjaj, you know, or told some rooms close, he's not riding his head. That's why he spoke like that. That person spoke like that. When he got the message, he said, no, I am right in the head. You are telling him because you think I am frightened for him. No. This is what you call when the person said, if you think I am mad, I am right in my right frame of mind. You are saying to him that you try to bail me out so I can get be free from his punishment. No. I am right, I am right frame of mind. By him saying that, Hajjaj said, no, I'll forgive you, go. When you do anything for the sake of Allah, Allah's mother must come to you. Just to tell you at the time, you have fear for someone and then to speak the truth is very difficult. Very difficult. But you know, it will knock you out. Likewise, hopes also. You have hope on someone. And that person is doing all the good favors for you. And you are guilty in a case. You are guilty in a case. And you are the only one that can give the verdict that he is guilty. And they ask you what you think about it. At that time, you know, he is guilty. Very difficult. Only that man can do that with the fear of Allah. So in these four occasions, if a person, even you can make a person out. Number one, remember, to forgive a person in the time of anger. If you got in front of that, if anyone caused harm to you, forgive them. Whether, and especially your wife. Because that's a bit, all the time you're meeting her all the time, and she causes most harm to you. Wife causes most harm to you. Yeah, she's there for you to make you a man. You can be only a man when you can overlook her shortcomings. Everyone else, you just need a makeup. But if a wife tells you something, she puts you in a place. But still you're the husband. You're still the boss. You're still wearing the pants. But she tells you what she can tell you. She cannot tell anyone else besides the husband. You cannot tell anyone. But Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha should speak Nabi Kazamikun from what she could say, no one else could say. But she had the right to say. Nabi Kazam did not say. So, wife is something you must overlook her shortcomings. Shortcomings, so forgive at the time of anger. And the second one, as I mentioned to you, is this much at the time of poverty, be generous. Third, when you're alone, this is a very important one. Alone and very worried about. Every one of us are victim of that, guilty of it, to stay very pure. And the only way is make the zikr of Allah. And the last one, as I said to you, you all know about it. That when something is true, to be firm on that, the only thing in time you can do that, you have the fear of Allah. Allah Ta'ala Maqam, Tawfiq Allah is محمد وعلى آله ربنا أكرمنا نورنا وأكرمنا إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأدنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم نسألك الدعاء قبل الجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وعلينا واحشرنا يوم القيامة والإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان صلى الله تعالى على Grazie a tutti.